the suitcase and the trunk.
Is Corey tuned in? Very simple and not very likely to be over unity fusion reactor. Well, Not very likely with what we know now, anyway. Called a fuser that you can build in your basement. It's a nuclear fusion reactor. It's a nuclear device. But it's not dangerous in any way. Well, that's not quite true, but it's not dangerous in any new way. Makes very small amounts of fusion, at least so far. Anyway, Dead Man's been helping me understand the physics behind it, which is really cool. I mean, I never realized that theoretical physics could be so interesting. All of a sudden, when you have a problem that involves it, it's really cool stuff. Basically, take a neon transformer and you hook it to a rectifier and potentially a voltage doubler, and then you hook that through an ammeter up to this shell, and this shell has very thin wire grids in the center of it, vacuum tube style, and it's had all the air evacuated from it like a vacuum tube, and then you you turn the power on, and this is where it gets to be more Dead Man's Realm than mine, although I'm slowly beginning to see it in my mind. All of a sudden you have all of these atoms, and they get their electrons stripped off. Electrons are these little tiny negatively charged particles that go whizzing around in this great cloud around an atom. Must be something else to be able to see on that level. Oh, look. It's an elephant in the electron cloud. That'd make a cool song name. An elephant in an electron cloud. Not at all. I apologize if it's hard for you to match me because I'm, like, just sort of going off, but I'll just try and be chordic and all that. And I guess I am pretty repetitive at times. Anyway, as I was saying, you've got this cell. Okay. This is D minor. No, I'm sorry, this is A minor. Should be in D. Okay. Anyway, so you have this shell. Strips all the electrons off the atoms, and all the electrons go hang out by the positive terminal because opposites attract in the theoretical physics world. Makes sense. North attracts south, right? Still think of them as being like little red and white particles because of the colors on the bar magnets. Okay, so what is red and white and black? Anyway, yeah, you've got these chambers. Would it be possible to make one of these things that was very non-isotropic that output in one direction, almost like a signal beacon? It's okay, we don't need efficient. I don't think. How tightly can it be focused? I was nuclei at another one, and therefore approach collisions. But I want to shoot nuclei at each other with some, you know, increased chances of them hitting. But I don't know that it's possible, because the nuclei, how could you entice them to leave? They'd be sort of attracted. I do not have the budget for that. I guess the best way to explain what I want to do here is, like, play with ideas and build them. Maybe I'm Tesla's ghost. Without this much of a clue. Sure thing. Thank you. I guess this is your chance to decide. Tell me, what key am I going to play in? Don't do anything too funky like F sharp minor, though. Thank you. there's a Moby song in this. Is anyone out there listening to my stream through Madroy? Like, is he transmitting too?